see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and because it was a city council meeting last night in the city of Gulf Breeze, we always like to have Sam Abel, the city manager, on to give us a bit of a recap. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you had a lot of stuff on the agenda last night, including what? You had a question about whether to offer incentives for a developer to come in for a building that's kind of in need of being renovated or demolished or something?
That's right, Andrew. That's right. So as we've talked about before, we just completed, as part of our strategic planning effort, a citizen survey where our citizens related to economic development overwhelmingly said that they wanted to focus on redeveloping our blighted shopping centers, that they did not support new growth. That's no surprise for a peninsula city that grapples with heavy traffic in ordinary times. And so, you know, we have buildings that, because of their age and their condition, make it cost prohibitive to redevelop. And last night, the focus was on a building that certainly is one of those that that is the most expensive. It has sat empty for over 10 years. The city, myself, Mayor Fitch, and others have been working to try to recruit one of our targeted industries, and that being medical or technology. We always try to focus on those high-wage jobs, and we have been unsuccessful at doing that. And so we looked to retail. We had a local Pensacolian redeveloper.
Sam, what's the location? What building are we talking about?
Oh, yep. I should have started with that, Andrew. This is the intersection of Daniel and Highway 98. It is right across the street from our high school on Daniel. So
okay, is it where the subway is at, or like right in that building?
Yes. It's the building that houses the subway.
Okay.
So it's originally it was an Eckerd. It's a big box with very little parking.
Right. And so what are you looking to do with that building? I mean, it's obviously a prominent location. To sit vacant for all that time is a problem. What's going on there?
Yeah. So the history of the building is that of course, after it was originally an Eckerd, it was it purchased and really was to hold that corner and keep it from redeveloping into a competitor with CVS. So it has the rent has been paid to the owner in New Jersey, but it intentionally has been kept vacant, and that means that it's been stripped in the inside. There's no AC, and it's just continued to be a code enforcement issue due to vegetation overgrowth. There's a large, unsightly stormwater pond right on Highway 98 on that property. And so, as I said, Mayor Fitch and myself have been looking to try to recruit medical or technology there. But the cost of redevelopment is so prohibitive. The property actually appraises at $1.2 million. But if a bank's independent appraiser comes and look at it, they say this thing is not worth a pig in a poke. So they're not interested. So it's been very difficult, but we have a redeveloper who actually has the property under contract, and the redeveloper, SL&D, has two options. One, he can put some paint on the building and renovate it very modestly so that the modification is less than 50% of the value of the building. That means that it won't trigger most of our redevelopment standards.
Okay.
And he'll put in a tenant that is, you know, not going to be a Class A tenant. Or he can demolish that building, and there's enough space to develop two fast casual restaurants. So we talked about what fast casual is and the difference between fast casual and fast food. A fast casual is something similar to a Panera, which does really well across Highway 98 at that same intersection. So, wanting to keep the confidentiality of his tenants, we described what fast casual is. It would be defined in the development agreement. And the redeveloper said, look, if I can't entice that type of tenant here, then there will be no reimbursement from the city. But if I do, what we're looking for is reimbursement using community redevelopment dollars. By state law, they're used specifically for this purpose. within our CRA district, 80% of those funds come from Santa Rosa County. And so it's a great leverage of our local dollars as well. But timing is everything, Andrew. And so even though, you know, partnerships like this can take many, many months, last night some of our council talked about that our local businesses are hurting. Is this really the time to be incentivizing redevelopment? And so city staff pointed out that we have been supporting our local businesses and that we will continue to do so as a simultaneous effort. And we welcome any further ideas, you know, from our city council.
Well, and as I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, okay, and I may often be, but CRA dollars have specific uses. And so if it's CRA dollars, it's not like you could have just handed that out to local businesses anyway. And if you're talking about a business that's not going to be completed until after, fingers crossed, the bridge is reopened, you're not worried about that kind of problem anyway. Am I missing something here?
Well, the redeveloper brought that point up and explained, you know, the timeline for the project and the fact that the economic incentive is reimbursement based. So he said, by the time my project is done,
right,
and the doors would be open, it would be late 2022. So yes, you're right on. As it relates to the use of CRA dollars can be used as a, you know, facade improvement grant, mm-hmm, for, you know, our local businesses and to help advertise and market them. And that's certainly programs that the city of Gulf Breeze already has. And so, you know, with the bridge being out, we've been promoting our businesses very heavily. The council had approved a facade improvement program this year. So those are also options. It is certainly not an either or.
So where did the council land last night? We still haven't made a decision is what it sounds like. Is that right?
Well, what they ended up doing is they tabled it until the next meeting.
Okay.
There was just strong feelings on both sides, and I think it's just indicative of a city that is hurting right now, mm-hmm, and wants to make sure that it's putting first things first. So a lot of conversation last night about that item. Ultimately, they tabled it. And what, you know, staff acknowledged and myself is that this may not be our, and I fully acknowledge it is not our ideal, you know, technology or medical facility at this corner. But unfortunately, the market just dictates that's not going to happen because of the very prohibitive reconstruction
dollars that are
going to have to be spent.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's interesting. So obviously we'll look for a future possibility, but when you talk about that kind of an expansion at that corner to replace something that's been sitting there not useful for 10 years, I can see the appeal of it. Well, I know you guys did lots of stuff last night, but we're totally out of time. So very interesting. Sam Abel's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, thanks so much for joining us this morning, as always.
Sure. Absolutely, Andrew.